Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one day at a time. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? You know, that feeling where you're always behind, constantly battling deadlines and trying to squeeze everything into a 24-hour day. We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the swamp of procrastination and tackling it head-on. Because let's be honest, mastering time management isn't just about getting stuff done, it's about reclaiming your life, crushing your goals, and finally having some darn fun along the way. Now, I'm not talking about those cheesy productivity hacks you see floating around the internet, no fancy apps or rigid schedules here. We're going back to basics, digging into some time-tested stoic principles that can actually make a difference in your daily grind. Think of it as a mental boot camp for your brain. We're gonna get you focused, motivated, and ready to conquer anything life throws your way. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch procrastination and become a productivity ninja. First up, self-awareness is your secret weapon. Take a moment to really analyze how you spend your time. Where does it go? Are there any sneaky time wastes lurking in the shadows of your day, maybe endless scrolling on social media or getting sucked into unproductive meetings? Once you know where your time is going, you can start making conscious choices about how to use it more effectively. Second, break down those big scary tasks. We all have those projects that loom over us like Mount Everest, the ones we put off because they seem so overwhelming. But here's the stoic secret. Every giant mountain is just a collection of smaller steps. Break your project into manageable chunks and focus on completing one step at a time. Boom. Suddenly, that impossible task becomes a series of achievable goals. Third, the power of right now. This is where things get really interesting. The Stoics were big on living in the present moment. Instead of worrying about what might happen tomorrow or dwelling on yesterday's mistakes, focus on what you can do right now. Take a deep breath, clear your mind, and commit to making progress on one small task. Trust me, this shift in perspective can be game-changing. Fourth, reward yourself for your efforts. Don't underestimate the power of positive reinforcement. When you complete a task, no matter how small, take a moment to celebrate your success. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, your cup of coffee, a walk in the park, or 15 minutes of guilt-free browsing on your phone. By associating productivity with positive feelings, you're more likely to keep going. And finally, remember that setbacks are part of the journey. There will be days when procrastination wins, and that's totally okay. Don't beat yourself up about it, just acknowledge the stumble and get back on track. The Stoics believed in resilience, the ability to bounce back from adversity. So, dust yourself off, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Let me share a quick story with you. A few years ago, I was drowning in emails, deadlines, and unfinished projects, classic procrastination overload. But then I started applying these Stoic principles, one step at a time. First, I tracked my time to see where it was actually going. Then, I broke down those daunting projects into smaller tasks. And instead of feeling overwhelmed by the to-do list, I focused on taking small actions, just 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. It wasn't a magical overnight transformation, but over time, I started to reclaim my time and my focus. So, what's the biggest takeaway here? Procrastination isn't your enemy, it's just a symptom of something deeper, a lack of clarity, motivation, or maybe even fear. By embracing these Stoic principles, you can rewire your brain, overcome procrastination, and become the master of your own time. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Celebrate the small victories, learn from the setbacks, and keep moving forward. Now go out there and conquer your day. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's inspire each other to live more fulfilling lives. See you tomorrow for another dose of Fortitude First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.